So this is these are basically some topics which we'll probably get to at the end of this class. I will try to discuss security for a couple of reasons. One is most of this class is relatively wishy-washy software and concepts and interfaces, so it doesn't have any great deep sort of intellectual content possibly. So one nice thing about security is the heart of security is some nifty mathematical algorithms for encoding things. So at least it has some, actually there's two things which have nifty mathematics in this area. One is compression, which is what enables you to do digital video or audio, and the other is security. But security is critical, again, for a lot of commercial applications, which are going to be the dominant web applications. But unless you can guarantee that information will get from A to B, and when it gets to B, it's correct, it has not been changed, and when it's got to B, it has not been intercepted by people who shouldn't see it, you've got to have that capability. Today's web, when you get information, you have no guarantee the information you get is correct, because there can be any number of network errors, and there's absolutely no reason to believe that people aren't spying on what you did. So it's very, very insecure. Now, for a lot of applications, especially academic applications, security is not important. But for a lot of real-world applications, like your bank account, or if there's a lot of shopping on the web, you must have security. And of course, the Department of Defense, which wishes to use web technologies for their information systems, requires security. I've already mentioned the reason we want to look at the PC world, because the PC world has, in many cases, much better software than Unix. Some examples of the Java development environment, such as those from Microsoft and Symantec. The systems are just faster on PCs. If you look at if you look at Java applets running on Unix versus Java applets running on PCs, at least for some applets, the ones that are computer intensive, they'll be 10 times faster on PCs than on Unix, and that's because PCs have this so-called just-in-time compilation technology, which is just much faster technology for interpreting Java applets, and Unix will get it, but because PCs are the dominant market, all developers like Netscape and Microsoft deliver their most important technology first to PCs and then some time interval later on to Unix. The other area where PCs are particularly good because of their use is in multimedia. The last two topics which you can just read are some more details on Marek Vagorny's course. So I guess What will I do? So I need to process this survey to see, to get some more, yes?
Can you